the struggle for existence that's in there. Mm-hmm. I think I was going to work then around 8 o'clock, and it must have been around 7:30. So around 7:45, it was just finished. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I changed them. But it just falls right into place. I think it's almost like a message, really. And here it is. This is part of the problem. This is part of the solution. And it falls right into place. So I'm doing it.
One interesting phenomenon I'd like you to comment upon, it seems that among a lot of contemporary poets, there's a unusually high suicide rate. For example, you know, Sylvia Plath and, mm-hmm. and John Berryman, mm-hmm. people like that. Why do you suppose?
Is I don't know.
Accounting for that?
I don't know. I know.
One man said, I heard him make the comment that it was that the poet is so cerebrally oriented, you know, his mind is going all the time that there comes a time where it's very difficult to switch it off, and that he has to destroy the body to get away from the mind.
You know, that might be, that might be true. That might be true. I never given a thought of it, though. Almost like, I think when a fellow asked me on the interview, TV interview, why is it that I thought most poets were quaint, had quainter habits, or whatever the case might be, you know. True enough, I mean, I know many of them were and are, but I never given any thought to them.
I wonder if it could have to do with anything like might have possibly been with Hemingway, you know, in his biography, he got to the point where he told his wife, kind of in despair, that it just doesn't come anymore. And when you run out and it can't happen and you can't compose, that must be an extremely, extremely depressing sort of thing, I guess. When the talent or the spark just dies out.
Well, I like to say, well, in keeping with what you just said, I don't know about the talent itself. Because, okay, the talent doesn't bother me that much, I guess, because I don't know if it's talent or not. But, and here again, like I said, I'm writing for myself. But it would be very depressing, and it gets somewhat frustrating sometimes, to have something that you want to say, and you don't know how to say it. So I think this is where you're coming. Okay, now this happens to me. You have something you know is bothering you, something's on your mind. And not only my personal problem, but also city problem, world problem, or whatever the case might be. And you find that you can't put it into the right words, you know, whereas it would flow like you would like to. But I found that the answer to that is just wait. You can't force it. It's not time for that yet.
That's interesting. When you create a poem, do you revise a good deal? Do you go back? Do you worry over certain words? Or does it just, when it comes, and that's it?
It flows. When it comes, it flows. I might, like as I said before, I might have to go in and check my spelling, check my grammar, change maybe an article for a better one. Maybe even choice of words, but the whole thing is, it's not the you know, I never talked about this before, and I guess maybe I should, but the whole thing is not the beginning or the middle, or necessarily the end, but it's the whole thing collectively. It's a message that must be imparted to you, to me, as well as if you're going to read to you. And if that's not there, I know it right away.